Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to The Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show, at BSURP show. Now, let's get into the show. What time is it?
Lunchtime.
Oh, you already guessed that.
I know it's not nap time. Biggest fan time?
You tried snack time, too.
I did try snack time, yes.
You already...
I needed a snack yesterday.
I thought we were going to continue this bit for the whole way, but you said biggest fan time, so you've kind of... You ruined the bit. Anyway.
I'll be better on Tuesday, I promise.
It's time for the biggest fan.
It is.
Listen, as we announce today's biggest fan, and today's biggest fan is... Dun, 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 dun. Darlene Elbert in Lemon Grove. Darlene, you're today's biggest fan. You have 10 minutes to call in. And if you do, you will be qualified for a night in our Odyssey suite at a future Padres game with all of the fan staff. Register your name at 97thefansd.com/biggestfan in order to potentially have your name called. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. Darlene Elbert in Lemon Grove. You have 10 minutes to try to call in and qualify for our biggest fan contest. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. So while she's doing that, we do need to call and track down Eddie Brown.
Didn't even let me do the drum roll this time, too. That was...
Well, you ruined the bit, so I don't have to tell you on that.
Ruined the bit, so you ruined the fun for everybody else. That's cool.
Just for you. All right, I have too many tabs open. I'm trying to find it. Eddie has gotten a new picture, by the way, on the UT website. So maybe next week you'll be able to find it. Well, Nate, if you didn't go to Cabo, maybe you get, you know, qualified one time. One time, you know? Anyway. All right, so we're tracking down Eddie Brown. And we are going to talk some fantasy football with Eddie. We usually have Eddie on Thursdays, but the thing is, we have had a lot of different news on Thursdays now, so we have moved Eddie to Friday the last 2 weeks, and hopefully we get him back on the Thursday spot. But Eddie, hopefully you're staying warm and dry as it's rainy this weekend in San Diego, and hopefully your Friday's going well. What's going on, man?
Yeah. You know, I mean, we don't deal with a lot of these days here, so I'm fine dealing with a few of them. And I think my wife occasionally likes a nice, cozy, rainy day, so... I think we're doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. You know, this is the weather that you think about when it comes to fall and football. It's football weather, Eddie. That's what we love about this.
Yeah, it puts you in the spirits, right? Like, you know, we've just started decorating for the holidays and stuff like that. And like you said, it's fall. it's good to feel that way, you know. Obviously, probably in a couple of weeks we'll be back into it, the 60s and 70s, and you know, nice sunny days. But you know, it gives us an idea of what the holidays feel like.
Make yourself a nice little drink of your choice. Put the fire on. Put some NFL football on and follow your fantasy teams. And we're going to help you guys get your fantasy team set up right now with Eddie Brown. So, Eddie, let's talk about some news. I mean, Joe Burrow might be coming back for the Cincinnati Bengals. You listed him as your top ad this week, even though he's still recovering from turf toe. You mentioned the Bengals could be out of the playoff race by the time he's ready. How aggressive should fantasy managers be with this stash? Is he a league winner or is he a wasted bench spot, considering the circumstances following the Cincinnati Bengals and Joe Burrow?
Well, I think it depends on where you are, right? If you're kind of a borderline playoff team, and we're about a month out from the fantasy playoffs, so he'll be coming back if he comes back. Assuming the Bengals, I mean, this week's going to be a big deal because they got Pittsburgh, and that's a win they have to have. If they're able to beat the Steelers, then there's a good chance that they're still going to be in the playoff mix, and that Burrow, I imagine, will come back. And he's expected to come back by Thanksgiving, you know, against Baltimore, which would be another huge AFC North divisional matchup. I think if you're in the playoff hunt, you got to stash him unless you're just completely set at the position. And if you're diabolical, even if I'm good and set in the position, I might pick him up if I have a spot just to keep somebody else in my league from picking him up. So he's one of the top five quarterbacks in fantasy. When he's on, I think he's the best quarterback in the NFL when he's going. You know, not throwing any shade at Mahomes or Allen or Lamar or those guys. I just think when he's like spot on, you know, he's about as precise as it gets. He very reminds me a lot of Joe Montana. I grew up watching Joe Montana, like the way he just kind of surgical down the field and can kind of move in the pocket. He's not necessarily going to kill you with his legs, but man, and you pair him with, you know, Jamar and T. Higgins and those guys, and that offense is pretty special to watch. It's kind of, you know, it's not cool for, I'm sure, Bengal fans because their defense has been historically bad the last 2 years. But if they could ever give him just a mediocre defense, I think the Bengals would have a good shot.
Luther Burden stepped right in for DJ Moore and popped for 51 yards on just 3 catches. You said he doesn't need much volume to make an impact. If Moore sits, is Burden a plug-and-play flex or more of a boom or bust option?
I think he's always going to be boom or bust just because the diversity that, you know, I think that they're trying to build on offense in Chicago. Kind of they're trying to mimic what, you know, they did in Detroit. But... you know, I said, even if he's on there, even if he's on the field for 12 snaps, there's a chance. And if you're in a deeper league, he's somebody that has flex appeal, you know, in the right matchup. I think Moore is coming back. I think Moore is going to be fine this week. So I'd fade him unless you're desperate. But he, like I said, all he needs is one touch to take it to the house. He's that type of guy. And I think he's somebody, if you're in dynasty leagues, I think he's somebody that you stash with great upside going forward for next year and the season after that.
We talked about Trey Benson last week, and you wrote that Trey Benson could return this week, but might be another week or two. With Bam Knight hurt and Amari DiMercato flashing, how should fantasy managers handle this Arizona backfield? Is Benson still a priority hold? And I got him on my IR right now, and I do have Amari DiMercato. So, you know, how do you address the running back situation for the Cardinals?
I still think he is, especially with Kyler Murray going to be out. I think once he gets back, he's going to get the lion's share of the touches there. I think he's going to, you know, Cardinals are a pretty decent team. They just can't close. And so I think there's some upside for him. They're going to want to see what they have in him going forward. So because they, you know, they invested some pretty decent draft capital when they selected him. I think this week, though, DiMercato is the one in the backfield that has the most upside. He'll probably be, you know, getting mixed in with Michael Carter, I assume. But as far as the pass game, as far as just the upside in the run game, I think he's the one that has the upside, especially against a Niners defense that's just absolutely decimated by injuries. So I think there's a chance that those two teams put up some points. And there's some flex appeal definitely in the backfield.
We're talking with Eddie Brown, who writes for the San Diego Union-Tribune, giving you everything you need to know about the fantasy season, fantasy weekend, if you will. Let's talk about Alec Pierce. He's had kind of a little bit of a breakout, has at least 67 yards in 6 of 7, and is leading the NFL in receiving yards since week 7. You've loved them against single high coverage with Indianapolis on a bye. Is he still a mustache, and how long is his ceiling the rest of the way? How high is his ceiling the rest of the way?
Yeah, no, I think you do stash him. I think if you picked him up the last couple of weeks and you took advantage of the matchups because the Steelers and the Falcons both played single high, I think they were the top two of the top three teams in the NFL as far as deploying single high coverage, and he feasted. So the good news is that going forward, I think there's only one defense on the Colts schedule that's playing below 50% of their snaps at single high, and that's Seattle. So there's a long runway for his upside going forward. Also, that offense just, you know, I know Jones has kind of been a mixed bag the last couple weeks, but when that offense is turning, when, you know, everybody obviously is going to be focusing on Jonathan Taylor. And that a guy like Pierce can feast in situations like that because it opens up play action in a big way. And he's just a demon downfield. So I think you stash him. I think the upside's there. I think he probably has wide receiver 3 flex appeal every week. And I think there's certain defenses that when he matches up against, he can go off in a really big way.
Let's talk about some receivers and some sleepers this weekend. You've highlighted several intriguing wide receiver sleepers. Trey Tucker now, the Raiders' number one receiver. Tez Johnson thriving without Mike Evans. Calvin Austin getting steady targets. And Adonai Mitchell joining Justin Fields in New York. Which of these guys has the best chance to stay fantasy relevant through the playoffs?
I think Trey Tucker. I think we already saw his upside earlier this year when he went off, scored 3 touchdowns. Then he kind of faded away, but actually the Raiders kind of faded away after that. I know Tyler Lockett kind of took his shine a little bit in his first game without Jacoby Myers, but yeah, Tucker's the number one guy there. They have a bunch of young receivers. I know Lockett has a rapport with Geno Smith. But when it comes down to it, I think week in, week out, I think that was more about the matchup against the Broncos than it was about the structure of the Raiders offense. I think the pass game is still going to go through Brock Bowers, number one, and then it's going to go to Trey Tucker. So I think he has the biggest upside. I think the most intriguing guy going forward is Mitchell. I mean, I was actually surprised he got about a half dozen targets last night. He only had 1 catch, but he had 1 deep ball where he beat Gonzalez pretty good, just couldn't come down with it. The thing is that Justin Fields has shown that he can do 2 things in the NFL. He can make explosive runs, run plays. He can make plays with his legs, and he can throw the ball deep. He actually has a higher completion percentage on deep passes, 20 plus air yards, than his actual overall completion rate. Which is surprising. And considering that I think the league average is somewhere in the 40 to 45%, he's completing 64% of his deep passes. So there's an obvious connection there that if they're going to keep Fields under center going forward, and really at this point, why not? I mean, if you're losing, you're losing, and it's just setting you up for the draft. Then why not try to work on that connection, because you got him in the trade for Sauce. So let's see what you have here, especially with Garrett Wilson out. And going forward, I think Fields actually has one of the better schedules left as far as quarterbacks are concerned. And I think Mitchell has some pretty good matchups as far as wide receivers. So I think he has the biggest upside, but who knows with the Jets. It's kind of a mess there.
We always talk about it, Eddie. We talk about all the pickups. We never talk about drops too much. So you got some drop section, and you got a drop section in your weekly article. And this week, a little spicy. Kyler Murray, Rashad White, Cooper Kupp, Ramondre Stevenson, TJ Hockenson. Of those big names, which cut is actually the hardest for fantasy players to swallow, but is absolutely the right move?
I think it might be Rashad White, just because I actually like his matchup this week. I actually like him going to Buffalo. I think obviously the Buccaneers are a good team, and they need a win. And the match, the run game against Buffalo is something that the Bills have been struggling with for a long time. That said, the reason he's on my drop list is because he hasn't proven very efficient as a runner. So, and Sean Tucker is starting to kick, cut into his touches in the backfield. And I imagine Bucky Irvin's not that far away from returning. So it's one of those times we have to start making tough decisions in the fantasy season. And to me, I think he's droppable. This week, though, I think he actually has a good chance at, 15 touches, maybe 5 catches, and probably finds an end zone. So if you want to hold off a week to do that, I get it. But I think going forward, it's going to be the right call, because eventually Sean Tucker is just going to he's basically made it a 50-50 split already. And the Buccaneers are going to be probably throwing the ball a lot going forward.
Eddie, fortune favors the bold. You got to make some bold decisions. You want to win your fantasy league. These are some bold moves that you could potentially make. Thanks again for joining us, and stay dry this weekend.
I appreciate it, Brandon. Take care.
Eddie Brown from the San Diego Union Tribune joins us each and every Thursday, on again today, Friday, to get you set up for fantasy football. When we come back, we'll talk college and high school football, as we have very important games throughout the county tonight, and we're going to make our picks. With Skylar, without Skylar. She ain't here. But you know what? We're going to make the picks anyway. She's going to send in her picks. We'll get to that when we come back as well. And the final hour of the Brayden Soprenet Show, San Diego Summer Sports Station, 97.3 The Fan. Getting ready.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
For some high school and college football, we're going to talk about that right now as we need to get to our college football picks for the weekend. I have 9 games on there. I got to find one more game as we start these games lining up, Frank, so let's get to it.
Let's do just that.
You know what? Since I'm picking my game and Skylar's picking her game,
we're gonna put the Penn State.
We're putting
game on
the land grant trophy on there.
Cool, wonderful,
unrivaled Penn State, by the way.
Yeah, well,
with plays for a land grant trophy.
Boy, are they ever!
Are they gonna get their first conference win?
They're just on whatever.
It's Fat Man Friday, dude.
Coming up tonight. We're doing that. We're really doing that in the midst of a 3-6 season.
Hey, you know what? My boys that are Penn State fans are like, it's always Fat Man Friday, and it's still Penn State football, man. You got to snap out of it, dog.
For me, it's recovering Fat Man Friday.
That game's the CBS game, by the way. All right, go ahead and start it off.
Flexorino, Friday, tonight, Clemson. The Clemson Tigers taking on number 20 Louisville at 7-2. Cardinals are 1.5 point favorites at home.
I'll take Louisville. They're not losing to Clemson. Maybe they are. Maybe they're not. I don't know. I think Louisville's going to win that game. As much as I think the ACC will implode on itself, I'll take Louisville. You still weighing out
your
pick here?
No, I had to get a pen. I will take Louisville as well. So, Skylar, please don't take Louisville.
I hope she does.
She took every single one of my picks last week.
It's hilarious. Well, you can't pass her if that's
every
the case. That's a good strategy
one.
On her part. Great strategy on Skylar's part. Maybe she's listening right now, just waiting for all your picks.
Saturday, 7-2, number 9, Notre Dame, taking on number 22, 7-2, Pitt. Notre Dame is a 12.5 point favorite.
I will take Pitt to cover. They don't win, though. I think that's going to be a scary game for Notre Dame. I think Pitt loses by a touchdown.
I agree with you. So I will take Pitt as well. The number 24 South Florida Bulls at 7-2, taking on 7-2 Navy, which will be on 97.3 The Fan tomorrow tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. 10.5-point favorites are USF.
Oh, that's a big spread. Navy can like slow the pace down a little bit. I'm going to take Navy to cover, but I think South Florida wins.
You're going to take you're going to take Navy. I am going to take.
Be careful! You got invited to their game.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to have to go Navy as well. I don't see them winning, but I also don't see them losing by 10.5. The Penn State Nittany Lions at 3-6.
Land-grant trophy.
Taking on the Michigan State Spartans, who are also 3-6.
Land-grant trophy.
Penn State, somehow, some way, favored by 7.5 points. Michigan State also dealing with the fallout from their penalties this week.
How about that? I'll take Penn State to win their first game. Their first game in conference play.
I can't trust it. I'm taking Michigan State, and I'm not taking Michigan State to win. I'm taking them to cover, but I can't trust it. I cannot trust Penn State to win, especially by that much. The 7-2 number 11 Oklahoma Sooners taking on the 8-1 number 4 Alabama Crimson Tide. Tide favored by 6.5. Once again, I'll just pin Skyler's pick here.
Roll Tide. They're going to win. This is the beginning of the end for Oklahoma based on their schedule. I will take Alabama minus 6.5.
I will as well. The only one we've picked apart is the last one. I can't even say that you're taking my picks because you're the one picking before me.
That's right.
Up next, the number 21, 6-3 Iowa Hawkeyes at the number 17, 7-2 USC Trojans. Trojans favored by 6.5.
Iowa finally gets to go to the Coliseum in L.A. as part of this Big Ten deal, and they get to bring their weather with them.
Oops.
I still got SC. Iowa's not very good. I'll take USC.
You know what? I'm going to take Iowa. Because Iowa, every time we've said that Iowa is not good enough, they've played a close game. Whether or not it's a win or a loss doesn't really matter. I think Iowa's going to play another close Iowa game. The 7-2, number 13, Utah Utes. 9.5-point favorites in Texas taking on the Baylor Bears, who are 5-4.
I will take Utah. I'll take Utah. It's a big spread, but I'll take Utah. How about Baylor's AD has to step down for the College Football Playoff Committee as the head chair for some type of situation that I don't really know what's going on, and Utah's AD is taking over.
Love it. You'll love to see that. You just love to see
Texas
that.
Texas and Georgia. Georgia's favored by 6.5.
Can I make my pick, please?
We got to pick up the pace here.
Utah. I'm taking Utah. Number 10, Texas.
Yeah, I mean, you've just picked all my picks anyway.
Shut up, man.
Let's go with that. For a guy that likes to bitch about people taking his picks.
You know what? Fine. You've peer pressured me into it. I'm taking Baylor.
Nate Taylor's called you Frank Luke Voigt Casings.
I'm taking.
Showing off too much chest moss, dude.
I don't have
in your pajama shirt.
I don't have a button on here. Otherwise, I would have. That button's been long gone. The number 10, Texas Longhorns, taking on the number 5, Georgia Bulldogs. Bulldogs favored 6.5.
I'm taking Georgia big.
I will take Texas. Yeah, I'll take Georgia as well. TCU taking on number 12, BYU. You will be at the game. Cougs favored by 3.5.
I'll take the Cougs by 7 at least. There's no way TCU makes that game even close. And here's the deal. If they do, I'm going to be more mad at Sonny Dykes for choking against Iowa State.
Because I won't have to hear it until Tuesday, I'll take TCU.
Nice. You know what? If TCU wins, though, then I'm going to be excited about it. But
Yeah, I mean, I don't have to hear your complaining that they won.
Here's what's going to happen. BYU's going to win by one, so I'm going to lose, and I'm going to lose. That's what the situation is. I'll be there eating a Cougar tail, drinking coffee.
Finally,
freezing my you-know-what off.
Last game, Boise State at San Diego State. Aztecs favored by 1.5 tomorrow night on the big network, CBS.
I'm taking the Techs. Wow, what a great schedule for the CBS games. Penn State, Michigan State's the CBS game. Jeez. I'm taking the Aztecs.
I am taking Boise State.
It is going to be a torrential downpour tomorrow.
Sounds like it suits the team that can run the ball.
Even with that, it's going to be awful field conditions. But you know what else it favors?
It favors a team that lives in those conditions, which is what Boise State does. I understand they play on Smurf turf, but I'm taking Boise State. They're going to be more acclimated to the conditions than San Diego State.
All right. Well, there you go. They have it. High school football this weekend. Open division semifinals are tonight. Everybody is highly ranked in the state. In fact, everybody in the open division in San Diego is ranked in the top 15 in the state of California, which is great to see. Cathedral's the 4 seed. They're at Mission Hills tonight. I will be up there. 8-2 Cathedral, 9-1 Mission Hills. Dons roll in as Western League champions, powered by Cal Bound quarterback Brady Palmer, put up 1,656 yards and 16 touchdowns in just 7 games. Honor Falave Johnson has been legit all year. He's got over 1,200 combined yards and 18 total touchdowns. Willie Flores on the ground attack. Isaac Cook with 833 receiving yards and 7 scores. Dons have a lot of ways to potentially score. Mission Hills has Troy Hune spreading the ball out to Mizell Quackenbush, Braden Roberson, who's a sophomore, Josh Gonzalez, and Perrin Blankenship. They got a lot of weapons on offense as well. 2 state top 15 teams with 1 common opponent. They both beat Granite Hills. They both beat them by 10 points. Expect a grind-out brawl of a game in San Marcos. Not a brawl of a fight, but a brawl of a game. Carlsbad at LCC is the other semifinal game. All these two teams are also ranked at the top 15 in the state of California. Carlsbad 9-1 on the year. LCC 9-1 on the year. Carlsbad's only loss to La Costa Canyon. The Avocado West rivals meet again after LCC won the first meeting 50-22. Carlsbad rolls with Cornell Bound quarterback Eli McNeil, the son of the head coach Thad McNeil. He's got 1,737 yards and 28 touchdowns, throwing to Travis Jeffrey and Ethan Meyerhoff, while Kai Brown brings 753 yards on the ground. On defense, Austin Cranford headlines the unit with 25 sacks. La Costa Canyon features Quinn Roth, 2,007 yards, 27 touchdowns, and the all-everything playmaker Kobe Herman. He left the game early against Torrey Pines, but I would expect him to play tonight for La Costa Canyon. He has nearly 1,900 total yards and 23 touchdowns. Kobe Herman does. The guy is a phenomenal running back in town. Defensively, it's Ryan Scully. It's Ford Mitchell leading the charge. A couple of guys that have been in this game before as they played in the open semifinals last year. Division 1, Poway is at Lincoln. The 5-6 Titans taking on the 8-2 Hornets. Poway beat Torrey Pines last week behind Norris Schubach and 1,500-yard rusher Luke Jorgensen. Lincoln obviously is loaded. They believe they should have been in the open division. I believe they should have been in the open division. They got 2 quarterbacks in Jordan Roa and Kenan Mana. They have nearly 2,000 yards and 26 touchdowns combined. And the running back duo of Rashad Robinson and Junior Curtis has another 1,800 yards and 26 touchdowns combined. Add-in receiver Courtney Miller-Thompson. He headlines a deep skill group defensively. Prince Tavion, who's going to Oregon, leads a Hornets unit with 21 sacks and 10 picks. I like Lincoln in this game against Poway. Point Loma at San Marcos should be a slugfest. Point Loma unbeaten, coming off a 41-7 win over Modern Day Catholic. San Marcos counters with superstar Zamar Reese, who has over 2,200 all-purpose yards. They're the 4-5 matchup up at San Marcos High School. Oceanside will travel out to East County to take on Mount Miguel. Mount Miguel 7-3, Oceanside 7-4. This is a rematch of a game earlier this season. Oceanside got all their players back, at least the ones that transferred in. They became eligible the week they played Mount Miguel, and they beat Mount Miguel earlier this year 26-25. Anthony Barcanero is up to 1,898 yards for the quarterback for Oceanside with 18 touchdowns defensively. Easy Tokyo is a tone setter. For Mount Miguel, it's their quarterback, Jeremiah Loper, who brings 2,094 yards and 22 touchdowns. And the Mount Miguel Matadors and Oceanside Pirates should be a fun one out in East County. Ranch Bernardo Going out to East County as well. They're going to take on Granite Hills. We'll see what Gage Weddle has in store. He is Rancho Bernardo's quarterback safety, two-way player. Might be one of the most dynamic all-around weapons in the D1 playoffs. He has 2,730 total yards. Granite Hills counters with Zach Benitez at quarterback with nearly 3,000 yards passing and 30 touchdowns. Granite's got a lot of weapons in the receiving core and in the backfield. I expect Granite Hills to probably have a pretty big day against Rancho Bernardo. Division 2, it's Santa Fe Christian hosting St. Augustine, the 1-8 matchup. Saints led by their two-way star, Pai Polamalu. He is the son of Troy Polamalu. Santa Fe Christian rolls behind Dax Labrum, who has 2,168 yards and 25 scores. So you have Troy Polamalu's son and Troy, who's part of the Saints coaching staff, going against Drew Brees, who's the offensive coordinator at Santa Fe Christian, and his son, who plays receiver at SFC. So that's kind of a fun NFL matchup between St. Augustine and Santa Fe Christian. Scripps Ranch, who upset La Jolla 42-0, is the 12 seed. Will go play El Camino, who's 1-9, but has played a very difficult schedule. They got the 4 seed and a first-round bye. Scripps Ranch coming off of that win, as mentioned. El Camino looking to snap a 6-game losing streak. San Diego High, after winning in the desert, will take on Mission Bay. San Diego High leans on Jaden Harris. Mission Bay's Trey Arnold, who has been a really good star at quarterback this season and has put up some video game numbers, 3,090 yards and 45 touchdowns for the quarterback for Mission Bay. Trey Arnold's had a great year. Big reason why I think Mission Bay will have a good time in the game tonight. Helix plays Steel Canyon. That is a rematch from a couple of weeks ago. Helix beat both San Pasqual last week and Steel Canyon the last 2 weeks, and Steel Canyon quarterback Gavin Caja has nearly 1,900 yards and 19 touchdowns. Division 3, it's Bishops at Central. They're going to make the long drive out to Central Union High School. Madison has a rematch with University City in the 5-4 matchup. Christian will go on and take on Ramona, who got a first-round bye, and Patrick Henry, after upsetting Frank's Olympian Eagles, are going to go up to Army-Navy Academy and take on Army Navy. Judah Bogard leads the unit, riding a 3-game win streak, the quarterback for Army Navy. In Division 4, it's Hilltop at Westview, it's Eastlake at Mount Carmel, it's Mira Mesa at Valley Center, it's La Jolla Country Day at El Cap, and in Division 5, Hoover at Sweetwater, Chula Vista at Canyon Hills, Fallbrook at Monta Vista, Santana at Morse. Division 5 AA semifinals, Claremont, after winning their first playoff game in nearly 20 years, are going to go take on the Maranatha. Go take on Maranatha Christian, who has won 10 straight games. Claremont running back Tyler Allen led the way last week. They're going to have to rely on him tonight against Maranatha. Shout out to my boy Eli, one of the coaches over there at Claremont. Should be a good one in the Division 5 AA semifinals. Mountain Empire, Palo Verde Valley will be the final game of the Division 5 AA semifinals, and that's a look at everything you need to know in high school football. When we come back, an MLS report. Drake Hills will join us on the Braden Suprenant Show to finish up the work week on San Diego's Homewood Sports Station 97.3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The fan. It's that time of the week for Drake Hills to join us on the Brayton Suprenant Show. He joins us on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline to give us a soccer 101, but also a little college soccer 101, and Oregon Ducks are in action tonight against Minnesota, if I'm not mistaken. Drake, what do we got? What do we got on the Ducks tonight against the Golden Gophers at 6 o'clock?
Yeah, speaking of, I'll be at the game. So greetings from beautiful Hughes. The leaves are brown and red and orange. No rain in the forecast for tonight. I'm liking a good confidence-building win for us. I mean, the Iowa game was a little bit, kind of grew extra gray hairs from watching that game. Typical Big Ten action. But I'm thinking Dante Moore kind of has his nice 7-on-7 experience, throws a couple of teddies, and on to the next one, man.
We're going to talk with Drake about the MLS, obviously. And there's a lot of things to unpack with the MLS, a lot of news with the MLS. But let's talk about some other soccer before we get to Major League Soccer and San Diego FC. First of all, one reason the chat wants to ask you your thoughts on the World Cup qualifiers.
Well, first of all, I think this is going to be a historical feat. And I love this, like, once-in-a-generation type experience where, yes, the U.S., Mexico, and Canada automatically qualify because they are hosts of the 2026 FIFA World Cup next summer. And so that bodes well for nations like Suriname and Curacao and Honduras, who are trying to get back to their World Cup quality. So, like, these nations that are maybe, you know, one World Cup in their entire history or have never been to the World Cup, like, I love to see that. And, you know, Jamaica is another team that they haven't been to a World Cup since 98. Obviously, with Hurricane Melissa and everything that's gone on, that's another story to follow as well. So it's good soccer. Trinidad has been playing well. As I mentioned, Suriname, like, there's so many stories. Like, that's what, like, it's CONCACAF crazy, man. I'm addicted to it. I love it.
Also, the other thing, and we've talked a lot of college soccer together, but it's a big weekend this weekend for local college soccer for USD, Drake. You have a battle for the top of the West Coast Conference. USD's got Oregon State on a road, a place that not a lot of road teams have been able to leave there with a win. USD needs a win to win the West Coast Conference, and they don't have to worry about anything else, but it's USD, it's Oregon State, and it's Portland at the top of the table in the WCC with Selection Monday on Monday. What do you got for us on the college soccer side of things locally?
Yeah, the Beavers, you know, they're unbeaten in West Coast Conference play. You know, they're 10-3-2 on the year, USD at 12-2-3, and it's interesting. You know, when you think about San Diego, the two losses overall, early on in the season, you know, you have that struggle with Duke, and then later on you have a very, very active, busy first half against Portland at Portland, and you unfortunately dropped that one. Those are your only two losses, and those are two of the best 25 teams in the country, if dare I say, like, 15 or top 10. So, this is, you're exactly right, Brayden. Like, this is a team in Oregon State that they can control their own destiny in terms of having the top spot in the West Coast Conference. But San Diego, I mean, you know it best. Like, that, not only are they scoring goals, but even when they don't score in pairs and in trios as they have done from October onward, they have conceded one or less goals pretty much the entire season since the start of October. So it's interesting to see, because you have the best offense in Oregon State against arguably the best defense in USD. So tomorrow it should be exciting, because I think whoever is going to win this game, and especially if San Diego wins, you're definitely guaranteed a top 9 seed, and therefore the Toreros will be hosting in the NCAA tournament.
We're talking with Drake Hills, who is a contributing writer for Black Players for Change, as well as ESPN.com. He gives us Soccer 101 each and every Friday. We're going to talk about the MLS playoffs in a second, but the MLS announced a lot of news announcements this week, changing their TV deal for 2026. You're not going to need a subscription on top of a subscription, which is great for fans, but also the schedule is getting changed a little bit. They're going to try to line things up a little bit more with the rest of the world in terms of their schedule. What are your thoughts on the new schedule for MLS? For anybody that missed it, how would you explain the way that this is going to partake for the MLS?
Yeah, so a couple of things. So first things first, you know, this whole schedule is going to basically go from July through May. And what's going to happen is they're going to have an extended winter break from about mid-December till after Super Bowl Sunday. And it's been very clear made, you know, reports from The Athletic and ESPN that those at the MLS owners meetings and at the governance level were very clear and adamant that they do not want any part in conflicts with the NFL postseason, especially from a visibility standpoint, the Super Bowl. So you're essentially going to have a hard and fast marathon from basically mid-February to MLS Cup playoffs taking place throughout the month of May. So the regular season will be over in April, and then the entire month of May you will have postseason play. Now, just to kind of connect and kind of make sense, because I was thinking to myself, like, how are you going to connect this whole thing at the start of 2027? That's when this summer to spring change will take place. But what's going to happen is that the 2026 after the World Cup, they're going to have this kind of hard and fast sprint where they're going to have about 14 consecutive games from, I guess, the winter into the spring, so they can kind of connect the two in through May. So like mid-February through May in 2027, that's when this whole schedule thing is going to flip. Now, there are really two halves, Braden. There are the northern franchises, so you're talking Minnesota United, Chicago Fire, you're talking even to a certain extent like St. Louis SC, obviously NYCFC, New York Red Bulls, versus, you know, the Dallases, the Houstons, the Atlanta Uniteds, the Charlottes, the Orlando Cities, Miamis. They love this calendar flip because the latter thinks this is going to be great for those games where it's like, ha, it's 105 with 80-degree humidity at 7:30 at night. We're kind of steering clear from that. But alternatively, on the front end of the season, you had the Minnesotas who were like, hey, this is going to be tough for us to take away those summer games that we can leverage, and then we're now putting those games in mid to late February. That's not going to be good for our fans as well. So there is going to be a change, certainly, in terms of how franchises are luring in fans to go to games when, you know, if you're a northern franchise, you're going to be playing in severe cold. But I think it's a little more advantageous for them, if you're asking me my opinion. But overall, this is going to be incredible for connecting with the rest of the leagues throughout the world. I think you're going to get a chance to see fans, see a better quality of product on the field as well. So it's going to be exciting. And I think on the back end of the World Cup, that's the perfect time to make this move.
I think it's going to be fun for Drake. I think it's going to be great to see, you know, the MLS in this particular time. And, you know, it's the best for San Diego, who doesn't have an NFL team, a really big winter sport. I mean, yeah, we have Aztec basketball, which is great, but, you know, MLS doesn't have to compete with MLB in the middle of the season. Now, let's talk about this local team in town. San Diego FC advanced to the conference semifinals after what you said was going to be, when we talked off air, San Diego was going to take care of business against Portland. They did. It was BTS, if you know what I mean, for San Diego FC against Portland. And what did you see in that game that's going to lead to, hopefully, a good performance against Minnesota?
Yeah, definitely a little bit of BTS from the fifth minute onwards, and Anders Dreyer opening the score sheet for them. You know, just Google BTS Patrick Beverly, and you'll find out what we're talking about. But hey, no, I think overall this is going to be a tale of two different rounds. And when I'm saying Portland and Minnesota are the two different opponents, they play a whole different kind of soccer. I think Portland is a little more akin to San Diego in the sense of a little more technical, as opposed to Minnesota. They got Michael Boxall. They've got Dane St. Clair between the sticks, an incredible stout and stubborn team up the spine. So you're talking goalkeepers to their center backs, to their central midfielders all the way up. And you saw what Minnesota was able to do in terms of, you know, kind of redeeming themselves and even winning ugly against Seattle in round one. But here's another thing that I'm a little concerned about. You always have to think about this when you have a team that has such great momentum, is this international break. You have the men's national team is playing Paraguay this weekend, and then, of course, they'll follow that up with another game the beginning of next week. The reality is that, you know, when you're winning and you have such an emphatic and dominant performance as San Diego FC did over Portland in game three, you want to hurry up and recap that and get back on the field and do it again in, let's say, 5 days' time. So the unfortunate part of this is, you know, you're thinking about from last Saturday, you're going to have to wait a couple of weeks to play again. I'm curious, what is that going to mean for Chucky Lozano? We saw him in games two and three. Game three, he obviously had the best impact. He's able to be involved in the scoring and in attacking with this team. Is he going to be back into the team? What's that situation? Is this a situation where we might see CJ Dos Santos come back? Is he going to be out? So I think there's a lot of questions in terms of personnel, but also just overall form. And Anders Dreyer has been an incredible performer. I would like to see him win the MLS MVP, but even if he doesn't, he's going to be pivotal for this team to move forward, especially with LAFC and Vancouver on the other end of the bracket.
Trank, we appreciate the time. Sounds like we're going to get more weather down here than you're going to have in Eugene. Enjoy the time at the game. Both of us are going to go watch our alma maters play football this weekend. I'm flying out to Provo tomorrow. We'll see how that game goes. I don't think it's going to be as good as the game between, or at least in favor of us, as Oregon tonight. But it should be a fun time watching football. We'll talk to you again next week as we get closer to the MLS playoffs resuming.
All right. Thanks, Braden. I'll sign off from sunny Eugene.
Sunny Eugene and rainy San Diego. Some phrases we didn't think would be discussed on the Braden Soprano Show. Big thanks to Drake Hills for joining us today as he's getting ready to watch Oregon play Minnesota, the Oregon Ducks, the Quackers.
I wasn't going to be the one to say it this time.
I said it after Drake left.
No Ben Affquack either.
I know.
Lost last night. What was it, 6-3?
Yeah, I was talking about BTA. That was what that was last night. Hey, you know what? Ducks, they were going to go undefeated the whole year. So two tough losses in a row. We'll see how they do, and they bounce back. For Frank Borghese, I'm Braden Soprenant. It's been the Braden Soprenant Show. Standing over at Sports Station 97.2 The Fan. I will see you Tuesday. Sam Levitt will fill in on Monday. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Braden Soprenant Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.